The Central Statistics Office has this lunchtime published its annual snapshot of life in Ireland. The statistics are based on information released by the CSO over the past 12 months and make for some striking findings. People are getting married later. We're spending more on the online economy. We're having fewer babies than a decade ago. Colette Keane is head of the CSO's press office and she joins us now from Cork City. A very good afternoon to you, Colette, and thanks for talking to us on the programme.
Hi, Brian.
This is very much a synthesis of figures that you've published over the course of the last year or so. But one I hadn't noticed before is some information on babies and babies' names. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, today's snapshot is just looks at society and environment. Part one is out today. And when it comes to naming our children, in 2021, we picked a wider variety of names for girls than we did for boys. But Fia was the most popular name for baby girls in 2021 for the first time, replacing Grace, which had been one of the most popular names for the last number of years. But there's no moving Jack. Jack remains the most popular name for boys and has been since 2007, except for 1 year in that time frame. And we actually published some statistics over the Christmas, which showed that there are variants for girls' names when it comes to naming babies in December, and Holly was the most popular name for girls in December.
Right. One pattern,
but Jack was for boys.
One pattern that doesn't seem to be showing any signs of changing is declining numbers of babies being born.
Yeah, in 2021, there was almost 22% fewer babies born than there were in the same 10 years ago. So in 2021, there was 58,443 babies born, which was up on 2020 numbers, but it was big change from 10 years ago when there was more than 74,000 babies born in 2011.
Maybe one explanation for that is that brides and grooms are getting older.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Cost of living
as well might play into it.
but that is borne out by the figures as well. Yeah, the average age of marriage is increasing.
Yeah, brides and grooms are getting older, and the average age for brides in 2021 was 35.4 years and 37.4 for grooms. This was obviously for opposite sex marriages. But one of the interesting things I thought for weddings as well was the most popular day to get married was a Friday, and the most popular month was August, and the least popular month for a wedding is January.
And churches are still the most popular venues.
Yes, for the most popular form of ceremony for opposite sex couples was a Catholic ceremony. About 40% of marriages were Catholic marriages in churches. But civil ceremonies are starting to creep up. Those were up to 34% in 2021.
There's an awful lot in this, and we can only really just touch on a couple of the highlights. But perhaps just finally, one that struck me is the household savings. Now, these figures are from 2020, but you find that 97% of households had some form of savings.
Yes, although the figures date back to 2020, they were actually published in May of last year, and it found that 97% of households had some form of saving, and the median or midpoint value of those savings was 8,700. What was interesting as well was towards the end of last year, the CSO published figures which showed that people were saving almost 19% of their income, this was hugely increased from pre-pandemic times where the average saving was around 10%. So those saving habits that we developed during COVID when we literally had nowhere to go and nowhere to spend our money seem to have been maintained as people maybe are preparing for tougher times with the cost of living, you know?
Yeah, for some people at least, perhaps something of a cushion against rising prices. Look, we leave it there. Say lots more. Your own website, I think, has more of the details and people will, I'm sure, be interested to read that. But Colette Keane from the CSO. Yep. Thanks very much indeed for that, Colette.